Early this morning, I got a phone call. Lately, all my calls are from charitable organizations asking for help. I figured mostly they're legit, but how would anyone know? Breast cancer societies, police benevolence, firefighter funds, veterans organizations, environmental groups, you name it, they're asking for donations. Volunteers man the phones, cold calls, too much competitions with hurricane and earthquake relief. Long day, I bet. My early bird caller today greeted me with, "Hi, Grandpa, how you doing?" No doubt soliciting for the Lost Grandson Society. I said I was doing fine. How about yourself? "Well, my heretofore unknown grandkid wasn't doing all that well," he confessed in a strangled voice conveying pain and anguish aplenty. He'd been at a wedding the night before, probably a relative of ours I never heard of. He'd been pulled over by the police and, well, one thing led to another. He'd had a few drinks, but he wasn't drunk, he assured me, trying explaining that to the cops. And so here he was in jail, in trouble, and who could he turn to for bail but his old gramps? "Can you help me, Grandpa?" he asked pitifully, muffling a sob. The kid was good, I'll give him that much. "Blood's thicker than water, boy," I replied, and he asked me to write down his case number and the name of his public defender who I could wire the money to. By then, I'd tired of the charade and hung up. 2 minutes later, his court-appointed attorney called me back. "You little low-life creep, what rock do you live under?" Which prompted an immediate click, then on to the next phone number on the list. I've been bothered all day by this. One call in 100, they must get a poor Alzheimer person. An elderly man or woman with a good heart who can't recall their kids' names now, much less their grandkids, who might want to help little Billy who's stuck in a jail cell, only asking for $1,000 for bail. It's a cruel enough world without filling the kiddie pools with reptiles like these. I understand the folks who prey on the greedy with Nigerian money scams, but not the ones who feed on kind and generous hearts. My next grandkid, I hope to hell I do a better job raising him.